Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here has a fantastic menu, great atmosphere. The food is to die for, I have to say. I absolutely love it, especially the chicken wings. They're amazing. They really are. Or if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, definitely the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if the weather is even halfway decent, there is no nicer place in the whole of Ireland. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, have a listen to this. This is Tasha from Ballymun. I saw yesterday about that disgusting taxi driver, Raymond Shorten, who was sent to prison for raping those two poor girls in 2022. And it got me thinking about the lack of female taxi drivers. I don't want to get into taxis alone with men at any time of the day. It makes me uncomfortable and I feel vulnerable and at their mercy. I also do not want to walk alone to a bus stop at night after a night out in case I am attacked by men. I do not trust or feel safe with any strange man. I said this in passing in work only this morning, that I would love to see a woman-only taxi drive, taxi service with all female drivers, because we as women can't trust male drivers. When I said this, I was torn apart by my colleagues who took awful offence to what I said, especially one whose dad is actually a taxi driver. I was also accused of being paranoid and a man-hater. Am I on my own feeling this way? I'm pretty sure every other woman in this country feels the same as me, so why can't people accept the fact that it's not all men, but it is always men? You can't take a chance these days. And that's from a lady called Tasha, who sent that in to us earlier on today. And we, because of that whole Raymond Shorten case, we decided today was the day to have this conversation.
Horrific case.
Absolutely horrific case. And I'm absolutely thrilled to see that the dirtbag will be behind bars for up to 30 years.
I'm delighted he got a severe sentence.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's setting a precedence, especially after the whole Natasha O'Brien thing, where the violence, you know, against a woman, and it wasn't taken very seriously. So it's great to see it, and
absolutely,
I hope it continues.
Absolutely.
He's a scumbag.
I agree. So with that in mind, obviously these two ladies that were attacked by Raymond Shorten were attacked by him in his taxi. He was a male taxi driver and he attacked these two women on separate occasions. And thankfully, this went to court, and thankfully, he's been done.
Yeah.
And God forbid, he's probably...
Got more victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the guards believe that it is a possibility.
Yeah.
But that being said, he is but one man. And it is unfortunate that what happened to these ladies, it's even more unfortunate what happened to that kid a number of years ago that he also sexually assaulted. However, this guy is scum.
Well,
I think it's very unfair.
For a minute, though, I just want to take this the light off him for a minute because he is scum. He deserves to be dead. I just want to say, I know the girls probably don't listen to this show and they're not listening. Their mind is elsewhere at the moment and they've got 100 things going on. But I just want to say to the girls, you know, fair play in coming out and having this man convicted and sent down, because the bravery and the courage that must have taken. So especially from a woman who knows what it's like to travel in a taxi alone and to feel that intimidation and to feel nervous. You know, thank you for coming out and for having this scumbag. And hopefully it will encourage other women who might have been through something similar to come out and do the same. So, like, they are so brave and just so commendable.
No argument with any of what you just said. But I want to focus on Tasha's message. Mm-hmm. And Tasha is, and I understand why, when you hear that case of this guy, Raymond Shorten, and what he did, not only to the two victims in the taxi, but also the child that he was convicted of sexually assaulting as well. I think it's awful that Tasha, at the end of hearing about that guy's case, automatically puts this branding on all taxi drivers. I think it's hideous.
It is. It's not nice, but at the same time, okay, like, look, it is. It's kind of making all men out to be predators or whatever. But at the same time, I suppose for a man, can you understand what it's like to go on a taxi driver and or with in a taxi on your own with drink on you and, you know, you're not in a busy place? Do you notice, like, to feel that kind of fear and intimidation? Because you are literally at their mercy. You are.
Okay, but when you get a taxi license, you have been vetted. You have...
Vetting doesn't mean anything, though. Vetting just means you haven't been caught yet. And I don't understand. Okay, vetting, I get. And I do think it's good to vet people who are working with kids and working with the public, people coming into the country, because obviously it gives an idea of the kind of person that you're dealing with. But vetting doesn't protect you, because it doesn't mean that they won't. And I don't like this anti-male narrative. I don't like it at all. I have a son, I have a husband, I have a brother, I have a father. I don't like it, but I do understand from a woman's point of view why sometimes they feel nervous with taxi, male taxi, strangers. They're strangers. Well, especially when you're on your own.
But if you're that nervous, then don't get into a taxi. That'd be my argument. Because you have to take, I won't even say risk, because risk is the wrong word. We have a public service of taxis in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Most of the taxi drivers provide an excellent service, are decent people. The majority of them happen to be men, probably because of the nature of the business. And if thankfully, cases like this are the exception to the rule. We don't hear of taxi drivers that frequently attacking customers.
Yeah, but I think there is definitely a highlight in the last couple of years, or I don't know if it's a rise in the cases or the fact that it's more highlighted, but there is an issue in this country with violence against women.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that either.
So as a woman,
but if you get into a taxi, and you've ordered that taxi from FreeNow or from any one of the other apps, you have a record of who's collecting you. You know who it is who's collecting you. If you need to, then take a screenshot of that before you even get into the taxi.
The girls,
and at least then you have some comeback.
Those girls who would have gotten into the taxi with that scumbag.
Well, no, in one case, he just pulled up beside her and she got in. So he wasn't on any app.
Okay, but his picture would have been there.
Yeah, would have been, yeah.
His license number would have been there.
Do we need a female-only taxi service? Listen, and I'll tell you why I asked. Because obviously there isn't enough demand, because a company did set up in Dublin back in 2008, 2009. They were called Angel Cabs. There was a big fanfare of publicity around their launch, and I don't know what happened, but they obviously didn't do great business because they're not around anymore. They put up one tweet on a Twitter account, which is still there, but they obviously didn't do great business because there isn't enough of a demand for a female-only taxi service. And if you have a female-only taxi service, do those taxi drivers, these women driving taxis, do they only collect women or do they collect men as well?
Okay, what's wrong with just having... For women who, you don't know what kind of trauma a woman has had in her past either. So it's easy for us to sit here and be like, oh, well, she's very paranoid. I do think it sounds paranoid, but I don't know the context in terms of her background. You don't know what trauma people have been through.
And no, of course not.
If a woman feels better being in a taxi with another woman, why not just provide the service? You're not keeping anybody else out of you using their service. You're just providing an extra service for somebody who may have gone through some kind of trauma or might just be paranoid. And Robbie said there, we're going to talk to him in a minute. So, Katie, men don't have trauma. Robbie, absolutely, I agree, men can have trauma too. But if that's the case, then let them use the female taxi as well if they had a bad, you know, situation with another man or a woman. But the service is out there, you know, for
men. I just think to be talking about setting up a female-only taxi service is such an insult to the 98% of taxi drivers who are decent skins.
I I agree that the other 99.9% of taxi drivers are decent skins who would stop to help any situation or any woman in need or a woman in distress mm-hmm. or anything. But unfortunately, there are women who are nervous in taxis on their own. And I understand it. I get it. Especially when you're not in a busy place and it's late at night, you've had a few drinks. But I think that there should be, it's not doing any harm. The male taxi drivers are still there. You don't have to use the female taxi service. But I think for women, particularly women who've suffered trauma in their lives, I don't see a problem with having a female service, a female only service. So that
is it not just the height of insult to the male population?
That's,
I could be driving a taxi tomorrow and you're saying that you might not want to get in, but I'm not going to cause you any harm at all. None whatsoever.
But you don't understand, to be fair, you do not understand what it is like to be a woman on your own in a taxi with a strange man who literally has full control of you because you're in his car. He could take you anywhere. He could do anything. And it's like, this isn't being dramatic, but when you think about it, it's true. And if my daughter, when she's older, when she's 16, 17, is on a night out, and because I know that's when teenagers start going out now, 17, they're not waiting until they're 18, 17, 18 even. At any age, if she felt more comfortable with a woman driver, I would like that service to be there for her, to be with a woman
driver. All right, but that's the conversation we want to have with you. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626. I want to kick off with, he says it's the solution. This is Eddie.
Good topic, lads. And I have the solution to this. Right, in the world we live in now with technology, the way you get into your car and you start driving and you have a dash cam and it records what happens outwardly, i.e. on the road you're travelling, why don't they make one that a camera that reverses, so it shows the driver driving, the passenger and the people in the back, and it records the audio as well, and that footage has to be kept for say 1 month. That way the taxi driver is protected if there's a false allegation against them, and the customer feels a bit more secure knowing that probably nothing will happen because there will be a record of it.
In a couple of minutes, we're going to play something that we got. So basically, this woman contacted us. You heard the message.
I did, yep.
About a story in Talla with a local taxi driver. I was talking to her off air. This guy is a local guy, well known in the community, family man, kids, plays sports with them in the local sports clubs, everything. And what he did will probably make people realise, it's just so sick, make people realise why women do feel nervous and do feel intimidated. So, but I will say, if you've small ears,
move them away.
Yes.
Move them away, because her message is quite graphic. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
I'm all right.
Well, Jessica, do we need a female-only taxi service?
What's the harm in not having the option? That's what I'm asking.
Yep.
Like, well, I gave an example of a company that was set up in Dublin back in 2008, 2009. It was called Angel Cabs. They got loads of newspaper articles written about their female-only service. And I've never heard of them since. So obviously, there isn't enough of a demand.
I'd say there is nowadays, because that was, back 2009? You're talking, 15 years ago? Like, I tell you, get them to do it now. There will be a huge demand for it. I know there's good and bad and everything. I know that. There's good men, there's bad men, there's good women, there's bad women. But if you were to give me an option, cab A has a man, cab B has a woman, which one are you going for? I'm going for cab B.
Why though? Because the vast majority of male taxi drivers are ordinary decent guys and decent skins that wouldn't harm a fly.
I get that, but when you hear so many stories, your brain starts making you think.
What do you mean, so many stories? There have been stories, obviously, and it is awful to hear any stories. This Raymond Shorten story is horrendous, but thankfully, that guy is now behind bars and won't see the light of day for years.
Okay, but for people saying
men in taxis just being freaks.
And what about for people saying, oh, it's reverse sexism, it's reverse sexism?
It is reverse sexism.
Even if you feel like that, could you not say, right, it's reverse sexism, you know, I'm not a rapist, I would never hurt women, and that's fine. And just accept that if it makes a woman feel safer, it could be your wife, it could be your daughter, it could be your sister, it could be your mother going home in a taxi. Accept it. Accept that it's reverse sexism, even if it is, and just say, if it makes women feel safer and more secure and getting home, less intimidated, less vulnerable, what's the problem?
Sure, I make sure my other half doesn't go home in a taxi at night by herself. I make sure of it. I make sure she doesn't walk home by herself. And I'm the one getting called paranoid. Why? Because I don't want anything to happen to her, God forbid. But I actually find it more safer if I just meet her and walk her home.
But isn't it such an insult, Jessica, to the ordinary, everyday taxi driver that wouldn't cause any harm to a fly?
Offence is taken, not given. So if you take offence to it, that's your problem. But you're getting
hang on, Jessica. Let's,
you're getting offended.
Okay,
by it.
Let's imagine I tomorrow, because I've often thought of driving a taxi. Yeah. So tomorrow I get my taxi license and I go out and I start taxiing. I do the podcast in the afternoon and then I hop into my cab and I go around town picking up people. I would find it deeply, deeply hurtful if you, as a woman, said, I'm not getting into your car because you're a man.
The difference is, Adrian, you're already well known from your career. So if you
forget about me. My point stands that I would be highly offended if your reason for not getting into my taxi was because I am a man.
What I find interesting is, though,
when a while ago when we did a similar topic, except with black people and people not getting into a car is with black people, the majority of people said, well, it's your money. You can decide where you spend it. Why is it okay to decide where you put your money?
Because you're literally talking about half the population. Half the population are male. And you're saying, I don't want to be in a car with a male. That's so offensive to the vast majority of men.
But why is it so wrong to say, can we at least have the option? That's what I want to know. Why is everyone acting as if it's the end of the world saying, I just want a female, an all-female cab service?
Look, I don't agree with that anti-male narrative, and I don't agree with
this. But that's what this is.
No, I don't agree with it. But what I'm saying is that
Katie, I am not the same as Raymond Shorten.
Oh, Jesus,
the vast majority of taxi drivers are not the same as Raymond Shorten.
I know
He's
that.
A dirtbag.
Listen, I've people in my own family who are taxi drivers. I know that. But what I'm saying is that for women who have had trauma or issues, why not let them have the option if it makes them feel better? Just like if it was the other way around and there were men with trauma, there should be a service for men if they would rather go with a man. There should be.
Can you imagine tomorrow a company announcing male only taxi service? There'd be bloody murder.
I get it. But
why women, do you think there'd be murdered? Hang on, of course there would be murder.
Women not allowed in this taxi.
I just don't see how it's such an issue if it is. Because, lads, we're forgetting there are people out there who don't trust men because they have been hurt, seriously hurt and traumatised by men. And
one man or two men, not by the population of men.
You can't control how somebody with trauma and PTSD and everything else feels. You can't control how they feel.
Stay there for a second then, Jessica. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian, young man. And good afternoon, Katie. How are you,
Jonathan?
Well, Jonathan, in the wake of the sentencing of this dirtbag Raymond Shorten, this lady who contacted us, Tasha, wants to see a female-only taxi driver because she doesn't feel safe with strange men. What do you think?
Well, I said before, when you were talking about the last one about taxis and coloured men, and then I texted in about that, saying I've been in taxis before where they've locked the doors on me, you know, drive me around. I didn't like that. But look, as you said there, that taxi company was set up and it didn't succeed. You know, it wasn't a call, but the business wasn't there for it.
Okay, now it was, as somebody pointed out on Messenger, it was set up at a time where the economy was on its knees. It was literally at the start of the crash, so maybe that's part of the reason it didn't succeed.
I have no problem with the idea, but I mean, I don't. I have two daughters and a partner home and a mother. And look, taxis, as Katie said there, you're in there home with a bloke in the car. You don't really know. And betting them and all that, yeah, that just means he hasn't been caught yet. As an idea, I don't have a problem with it. Oh, you think Jess? Is Jess still on the line?
She is, yep.
Well, Jess, I'm not going to be real rat, like, and hello to you, but there's a business plan for you. You live in the middle of Dublin, busy people. I have no call for the service of that where I am, like, you know. But there's an idea. Start it up and see how it goes. Start one up and see how it goes. Because I don't see a problem with it. I think it's a great idea. If women don't feel safe getting into cars with men, for whatever the reason is, they're allowed to feel that way.
But is it not the ultimate insult to the rest of the male population who are decent people?
It's really an insult.
I wouldn't say it like that. I wouldn't say it like that.
So hang on, if you were driving a taxi, I mean, like we said, we had the conversation only recently about black guys driving taxis and people walking past them.
Yeah, well, I was in taxis with three coloured lads. I can give you stories about held me captive against my will.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is, if women started walking past every male taxi driver, how insulting is that to all those decent guys?
We're not talking about walking by them and like sticking the finger. We're talking about having a service for people.
Yeah.
Adrian, there are people who have been raped and abused from young ages, from their childhood.
I understand
and don't
all
trust
of that.
Men.
I understand that. They don't get a taxi.
Let's be clear, people. Women assault men too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They go both ways. There's women assault men too. There's a lot of men in this country getting abused on a daily basis that don't rock the head up about it because they've been laughed at in police stations and all the rest of it. But
which is terrible. Which is terrible.
Look to England because England keeps the numbers on it and the numbers are higher than you would think in this case.
But I'd have no problem with a reverse taxi service either for men. I would have no
problem.
That's
never going to happen.
But that's not my fault. That's not any woman's fault.
Katie, that's never going to happen because if you can imagine a situation, you rock up to a taxi, you're about to get in, and he says, no, sorry, men only. Would you stop now? There was a golf club down the road here, it was men only. They had to stop. They had to admit women.
But it's like everything, Adrian, in the society that we live in now. It's like everything. Like, we all have to realise men and women are different. It's like if you look at the sports thing with men and women, you know, the way, why do women get the same money men do playing sports and all that? Because women are the first ones to give out work, but they don't go to women's football games to support these teams, to get the more money to the players involved in playing the game.
Agreed.
You know, there is a double standard across the board.
Because women's sports isn't as entertaining.
Yeah, but that's okay, Katie. But you'll be the first one to say, probably. But you'll probably be one of the first ones to say they deserve the same kind of pay as men did.
Well, I think if something is more entertaining than something else, I'm going to pay for what's more entertaining. So I don't think it's based on gender. I think it's based on entertainment and male sports.
You will hear a lot of people saying that. I've listened to Irish about that, saying that they should be paid the same. Then you ask, well, who plays for the order of women's team? You couldn't pay the first person that plays for them, you know. So they make all the noise about it, but they won't do anything about it. Like I said, and I wasn't meant like, Jess is a young girl, whole life ahead of her. Why doesn't she look into that idea now, before anyone else jumps on it, if she really feels that way? There must be a marker for it now. Like you say yourself, you do it, you want your daughter to do it, there's probably a marker for it now. I don't have a problem with it.
No, I wouldn't actively. I get the intimidation and the feeling of vulnerability when you're in a taxi on your own and it's late at night, you're in the middle of nowhere with a male taxi driver. I understand it because you don't know him and he does have you in his car, he could go anywhere.
I myself personally,
it's not something I would be, you know, but I think it's a good thing to have for people who've been through trauma.
But as you said yourself, and as Aidan says, it's a setup and it didn't work. The option is not there for you. So, you know, you can quiver spilled milk all you want, but the options aren't there. You only
One of the reasons that the options aren't there for you is because there isn't an oversupply of female taxi drivers. I know one, maybe two. Yeah, I know.
Do women really want you driving around on their own in the car either?
I know one taxi driver, for example, a woman who only drives during the daytime. She won't work at night.
Is this the woman who used to be on the show?
No. This is somebody else. It's okay. A friend of the family. Who?
Said that where I live, there's a taxi driver at a pub, and she's a woman. She drives a taxi, but you have to go into the pub, wait for it to be ready. She'll bring you home. That's it, because there's no call for taxis where I am. Well, like I said, in Dublin, where everyone seems to think it's a bit of an issue, why didn't someone try again to set up another company like the one before and see how that goes?
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. This is Jay.
How are you, Adrian? Adrian, ask Katie how she feel about a male-only taxi service, where we only pick up men for men only, because men are terrified of being having false accusations against them, because we all know there's loads of false accusations out there. So ask Katie, would she be okay with that? So we have men only buses, men only taxis, men only sports clubs, women's only sports clubs, no men and women sports, no women allowed in men's sports. Let's just keep everybody separate. Answer that question from you, Adrian, would you please? Thanks.
I don't have a problem for anybody who feels scared or intimidated for whatever reason, especially through trauma and experience, and anything that will make them feel better, I'm all for. And that's the truth.
In just a moment, I'm going to be talking to a woman with an horrific story to tell, and a story that she has never told before.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, we're calling this lady Sarah. Sarah, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, Adrian.
Tell me your story, please.
Okay, yeah, I was raped by a taxi driver. I was on my own with him in the taxi. Like, I'd always sit in the front seat, like, I wouldn't be scared of men in general. Anyway, yeah, that happened. And, yeah, I went to Rotunda, got swabbed, blah, blah, blah. Do you want to follow up on it? I said no, because I didn't see a point in it. And then a few years later, I got a phone call from the guards saying that the same DNA had came up. So this man is going around doing it all the time. They wanted me to go to court, but I couldn't. I have a daughter now, and I would like if she could just not be in a taxi with a man on her own. That's my point, really.
This man that carried out this horrendous act, do you know what has become of him?
Other people stronger than me went to court with him. I just couldn't look at it.
And look, I completely understand how difficult it must have been for you. And it does take a lot of courage. And I say this to the two women who took Raymond Shorten to court, who proceeded with that case. It was a very brave thing to do.
You're after comparing it to a golf course. Well, okay, they want the ladies stay in a golf course. Why were men scared of the ladies? This is different. Like, no man would be vulnerable with a woman taxi driver.
You say this was going back a few years, 10 years ago. Will you get a taxi now at all?
No.
So it has stopped you from, till this day, to this day, you won't get in a car with a man?
No, I want to say it wasn't an Irish man.
But it was a man. Does it really matter whether he was Irish or not?
Well, I think there's a difference.
Well, in the case of Raymond Shorten, he was as Irish as they come.
Clondalkin, I think.
Yeah.
I would have trusted him, yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying is you feel that it should be looked at differently in your situation because it was a non-national.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I'm being racist. If I had to get in a taxi, I would rather it with an Irishman.
So back to the point, you, ever since this incident with this particular taxi driver, you don't take taxis?
No, but I would with a woman. But if I was a woman taxi driver, I wouldn't pick up a man.
Okay. If there was a taxi service available that was for women only, would you be more inclined to use it?
Yes.
Were you, because I have to ask the question, were you racist before this happened?
No. It's had a kind of impact that way, yeah.
So this attack 10 years ago, did this just happen out of the blue in the middle of a journey? What happened?
What happened was I was on a date and he was like, oh, we'll walk you to the taxi rank. And that was great. Got into the taxi. He waved me off, all was well. And yeah, and then it happened. So he didn't go the right way. I was telling him, like, no, you should be going this way. Like, it's quicker this way. Yeah, he didn't.
And at that point then, when you knew he wasn't going in the way, you obviously started to feel scared then that something wasn't right.
Yeah, I knew something wasn't right. I wanted to get out. I was like, I'll get out here. And he was like, oh, no, I'll bring you home.
How did you get home that night?
I walked afterwards.
Jesus, that is horrendous.
It was.
I'm so sorry to hear you went through that, sir. That is awful.
Yeah, but like, And so, the worst thing is I didn't do anything about it because I didn't see there was a point.
One thing I'm hoping from this Raymond Shorthill case is that women who have been, or anybody, men who have been sexually assaulted or raped by anyone will see that there is justice. I mean, 30 years is essentially a life sentence. There can be justice. And I really hope that this yesterday will be proof to women that.
How do you feel, do you mind me asking, Sarah, about not having done anything about it to the point that he actually went off to attack more women?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And like, so I feel really bad that I didn't really do anything about it because I didn't see there was a point. But then it was people, like, I kind of got over it. I got counselling and all that kind of stuff. And then the guards ring me like a few years later same, like the same DNA came in their people. Went through the same thing.
First of all, Sarah, you have nothing to feel bad about. Nobody knows what they would do in a situation like that. He didn't just affect your mind. He affected your mental health as well, and your brain. So you've nothing to feel bad about. What happened to the other women, that is not on you. That is on him. He is a scumbag.
Do you feel, I mentioned earlier on, Sarah, that there is, or there was, an example of a company that was set up in Dublin called Angel Cabs back in 2008 for exactly this, a female-only taxi service. Would you like to see a company setting up a female-only taxi service, and would you use that service?
Yes, I would.
Actually, earlier on, I mentioned about a story came in relation to a taxi driver in the Tala area. Adrian, I've sent that on to you there.
Yeah, now we've disguised this woman's voice. Have a listen, Sarah, you'd be interested in this. Have a listen to this voice note.
I just seen your post here on Facebook with your topic today. And basically, I actually have a story from last weekend. I was over with my friends, went over for a few drinks, and I got a taxi home. I live in Tala. And my friend lives the other side of Tala. She's towards Forehouse. And so the taxi driver came. I actually know him. His kids are in my own kids' school. And he's a local fella. And when I got home, right, so when I get into taxi, he was flirting a little bit, whatever. But, like, I obviously knew he wasn't going to be a danger to me because, like, I know him and I know that he has kids and stuff. So I wasn't overly, like, worried or anything. But that was grand. I was laughing it off. I know his wife and all. Not well, but I'd know her, like, to talk at the school and all that. And locally, and sometimes, like, if you're in a pub and stuff, she'd be out and you get talked to her in the smoking area and stuff. But I got home anyway, and about 20 minutes after I got home, I get a WhatsApp. He obviously had my number from booking the taxi. And I opened my WhatsApp, and it was literally a video of him pulled over on the side of the road, wanking himself off, and coming in the video. Like, I was just disgusted. Now, I'm fairly thick-skinned, so I wasn't like, but it is disgusting. So I can totally understand why women are, like, when that's what's the level of taxi drivers in this country. Now, I did tell me fella, because I know he'd kill him. He'd go out and he'd literally kill him. But what I've done is I've messaged his wife on Facebook. We're not friends, so she hasn't seen it yet, but I'm hoping she sees it. And when she sees it, I'm going to ask her to come out and meet me, and I'm going to tell her, because I think she has a right to know that her fella's a dirt. But I've gone back to the point of, like, you know, people saying that women on your Facebook page need to stop being so dramatic. That was my experience, and it's actually disgusting. And that's from someone who doesn't, like, get offended easily. Like, fucking vile.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, that message that we played a moment ago is shocking. Absolutely shocking what this guy did. Sent a video to a fair after she got out of the car, the dirty bastard. And she's talking about getting on to the mother or getting on to the wife, and
that is like, what gives people the right?
Nothing
to
does.
Like, what makes this man think that she wants to see a video like this? Like, it's no different to standing in front of someone and pulling down your jocks and masturbating in front of someone. It's not. It's no different.
Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Katie?
Now, you've heard a number of people saying we need a taxi service for women only. It is not safe for women. And this Raymond Shorten case just proves that.
Well, look, here's my 10 cents on this. You know, I don't have a problem with women wanting women drivers. I really don't. And what Natasha was saying there at the start, she doesn't feel safe walking down the street. My message to her is I think she needs professional help, to be honest, you know, because if she doesn't feel safe even walking out the door, there's something wrong there, you know, and I'd recommend her to go and get help, because you can't be living like that, you know.
She said in her message, I don't want to get taxis alone with men at any time of the day. It makes me uncomfortable and I feel vulnerable and at their mercy. You reckon that that's somebody who needs professional help?
Well, it's a bit over dramatic, you know. Was she attacked? No. Was she ever assaulted? No.
Not that she said, no.
No. Well, you see, so where is she getting this from? You know, I'm a professional driver, you know, and so is a few members of my family. And, you know, we've nothing but been professional all through our lives when we were driving taxis, hackneys, you know, anything like that, you know. And we've never, you know, I even said, you said it to your agent earlier on, we don't know anybody that's ever been attacked in a taxi. And we're at this a long, long time, you know. I can't, you know, unfortunately there is a case or two, of course there is, but it's very, you know, as you said, it's very, I want to say this, the taxi industry in Ireland is very safe. It really is. You know,
okay, but, very minimum. But the point, you know. and yes, I agree. But the point that Sarah made is, if something can be done to make her feel safer, well, then that would be a good thing, would it not?
Well, look, here's the thing, Adrian, of course. Now, and my message to Sarah would be, if she wants, don't book the taxi. Look, first of all, I want to say this, Adrian. If anybody's ever getting a taxi, book it. Use Link Taxis. You're getting the ID. You're getting everything. You're getting the whole lot. Don't be waving down taxis on the road. That's my first message to everybody
out there. I agree, 100%.
Yes. Second message is that if you feel that you want a woman driver, there is women. I know women drivers. I know.
No, I do myself, but they're a minority of drivers.
Yes, but they can ring the base, Adrian. Instead of booking it, ring the taxi company itself and ask them, is there any women drivers available? And if they will be available, they will send one. And that's the truth. Now, I think there is a market there for it. I know there was. I remember Angel Cabs back then. And I think there will be a market for it there today. But 99.9% of the women that got into my taxi or that ever got into, you know, they always felt safe. We'd always have a knacker. Do you have a good night? But I will say this, Adrian. I've lost count the amount of times I ended up at Garda stations with drunken idiots, i.e. women, so pissed out at faces that they fell asleep in the back of my taxi. I could have drove them anywhere I wanted. I could have done anything I wanted. I drove them to Garda stations. I beeped the horn. The cops would come out. How are you doing? No, another one? Yep, another one. And when he meant by another one, he meant he had another one in there already. They're getting so pissed. It's crazy what I've seen in the back of taxis. The fucking stories I could tell you would frighten the fucking bejesus out of you.
Okay, but I hate to tell you, John, that's you've heard the expression victim blaming. That's exactly what that is.
No, I'm not saying that, Adrian. I'm just shocked that the amount of women that get absolutely out of faces.
No, in the cases of the two women that Raymond Shorten attacked, they had both been drinking. Women should be able to go and get drunk.
Oh, no one get that. I get that, Adrian. All I'm saying is they should be drinking, that they can handle themselves if they get into this kind of carry on.
John, that is victim blaming, literally.
Well, this all I'm saying is, Adrian, people should be in control of themselves everywhere they go, not only in taxis, on buses, on planes, trains, whatever it may be. They should be in control of their own bodies, because it is, you're vulnerable. You're the most vulnerable at that time. You know, if you have, you know, if you're pissed out of your face or you're falling asleep, you know, that's why I'm not victim blame. I'm just telling the truth, Adrian. I'm just saying how it is. You know, it's bad enough as it is. And if some fucker there that sees you, a sleazy fucker, and he sees that she's asleep in the back of the car, God knows what the scumbag will do.
See, again, you know, John, I'm going to have to say to you, and in fact, Claire just messaged us to say, that man is not right. Women are entitled to have a drink and get drunk.
Absolutely. I agree. Asian, it's none of my business what the fuck they do. It's none of my business. They can do what they want. I'm only stating the obvious.
I think what John is trying to say, that unfortunately there are scumbags out there who will take advantage of women.
I'm aware of that. But who's the problem here? The women for taking their drink?
100%.
Or the men?
100%.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't think John is trying to victim blame it. I think he's saying that, you know, unfortunately the world is fucking shit and there are shit men who will take advantage of vulnerable women and see an opportunity. I think that's all he's trying to get at. I don't think he's trying to victim blame. I think he's just trying to hit home.
No.
Point
I'm not.
Women
I'm telling the truth.
And there are
I've seen it with my own two eyes.
A woman is, if a man, a taxi driver man, is of a mind to attack a woman, he's going to do it whether she's drunk or not.
Well, I think he's going to even take a better chance at it if she's out,
And you see it in pubs and clubs. Yep. You see the men going for the drunkest women in the bar because they stand the most chance.
Sleazy fuckers.
And women should absolutely, a woman should be able to get meldy and fall around the place if she wants
agree
to,
with you.
And make her way
like.
Home on her hands and knees if that's what she wants to do and be safe and not be touched and not be looked at. But the fact is, the hard, unfortunate, disgusting fact is that there are dirty bastards in this world who will attack women, and they will prey particularly on vulnerable women.
Robbie, let me bring you in on this. Robbie, what do we need a female-only taxi service in the wake of this Raymond Shorten case?
Oh, I didn't. I was unaware there was rules stopping women from being taxi drivers.
No, there isn't. There isn't.
Well, then, where's the issue?
Because there, like, you know, there aren't enough of them.
Why is that? What makes you think that a woman only a company that only hires women would increase that number? And how is that not sexist? Because if a male-run taxi company refused to hire a woman purely based on the fact she was a woman.
I said this earlier on. There would be absolute uproar if that were the case. But men, generally speaking, don't feel unsafe getting into a taxi with men or women driving the taxi. With women, though, it seems to be different.
I can appreciate that. As we've been saying on Facebook there a lot. It's not all men. It's a minute percentage. It's, you know, granted that percentage should be absolutely zero. I think we can all agree on
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yes. Of course it should be.
But you can't tarnish all taxi drivers with that same brush. I know several taxi drivers and, you know, they've been in it for years and they can tell you horror
stories. Robbie, I agree you can't tarnish them all with one brush and I don't agree with that. But
that's what people are doing,
but
Katie.
If somebody,
no, that
I,
is what
I,
people
I,
are
I
doing.
Understand that. I understand that. But if somebody has a mental health issue from stemming from a trauma, and it does involve, and it makes this person scared of all men, like Sarah, who was attacked by somebody who was supposed to bring her home safely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that makes her feel better, getting into a taxi, having that service there, why not have it there?
And then what if you get in a taxi with a woman? And then gets attacked by a woman. What does she do then?
As a woman myself, if I were to be along that wave of thought, I would think that I stand more of a chance defending myself with a woman than I would with a man. That's just how my brain would go.
It comes down to how well you can defend yourself. So it'd be fine if a woman attacked you because you could defend yourself.
A woman, a female taxi is going to be less likely to rape you. That's fact. It's statistics, Robbie.
Well, yeah, no, I'll agree with you. Yeah, obviously less likely, but
why would you let your offence stop someone else having that peace of mind getting home?
This whole show, Katie, has literally been targeting men as predators.
And it has.
No,
and from the very start of this conversation, Katie, I said the vast majority of taxi drivers in this country are decent, hardworking individuals.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
But you want women to be able to completely blank all of those decent people just because they have a willy. That's literally what this is.
No, that is not what I want. That is not what I want. I want for women who have had trauma, serious trauma in their lives, who have maybe been raped and abused and assaulted and put through hell as children, to have a place that they feel safe if they want to go out on a night out. I don't think it's too much to ask for. Okay, you might feel offended by it. You might feel like it's an anti-male narrative. Maybe it is. I don't think it is. But the point is, if it makes one first person feel safer, just like if there was a reverse for men, I wouldn't see a problem with it. What's the harm? Maybe
can
you
I
need
just
to stop being offended.
Go on very quickly, Robbie.
Basically, let's say now, we've heard on this show before about male drivers who have refused to pick up women on their own in the car. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would happen if a male driver refused to pick up a woman?
That's his right.
And then she got attacked while waiting for a woman taxi driver or whatever.
We're talking about a plethora of what ifs here. But
everything in this scenario is what if.
If that man feels safer not picking up that woman, then that is his.
Is he getting to blame for her being attacked?
No. That's his.
Because I had an example, and it still lives with me to this day. A couple of years ago, it was about 10 years ago. I was driving home late at night in town, and driving past just around Christchurch. Okay, stopped at the traffic lights, and a woman opened the door, the passenger door of my car, and hopped in.
I remember you telling
me
the story. Yeah,
and she was buckle drunk. Mm-hmm. She was palatic, and she said, "Bring me to Finglas." And I said, "No, I'm not a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me a lift to Finglas anyway." And I said, "No, please get out of my car." Blah, blah, blah. And eventually
she pissed off.
I pushed her out of the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the reason I did is because I was terrified of what might have happened. She was that drunk. Okay. But it has never left me that I pushed that woman out of the car in Christchurch on her own, half drunk.
What I probably would have done myself, I probably would have called the guards and said, look, there's a very vulnerable woman there. I probably would have called the guards and said, there's a very vulnerable woman there.
I remember you actually, you got slated over that.
Yeah, no, I know that. Absolutely, that's right.
But I
wasn't prepared to take that risk.
I agree that for men need to protect themselves as well, because I do believe that on the other side of that, there are vicious women. I'm not saying that this woman's necessarily vicious. Probably
nor am I, but I was terrified that she could have been.
There are vicious women who would very quickly say that attack. So I think we all should have the option of protect. And a man can turn around and say, I'm sorry, I don't want a woman in my taxi. But for women, there's no alternative. It's just men. I don't see the issue with having a choice. Just like if we're on the other side, I wouldn't see the issue with men. If it makes someone feel safer and more comfortable, less vulnerable, then what's the harm? And I just think the irony of this, of men saying you're overreacting, blah, blah, blah. We've literally just spoken to a woman who was raped on her way home. She ended up having to walk home after the most horrific experience.
All right. We thank Sarah for sharing that story with us. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.